future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be hosting the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Well, listen, 300 podcast episodes. Wow, what a way we've come. And I just want to say what a privilege and an honor it has been and it is to have been reporting 5 podcasts a week through all of the different times and different market cycles we've been through together. Listen, I want to thank you, the listener, once again. We couldn't have done it without you. We've had great success with this podcast and it goes from strength to strength. And welcome to all the new listeners out there. If you haven't already subscribed to the SVK Crypto Podcast, you know it makes sense. So listen, today's show, we're going to be talking about sidechains and we're going to be talking about the Boss sidechain as well. But before we jump into that, here's a few messages for some of our listeners around the world.
This is Rob Finch from Cypherglass and the Everything EOS podcast stopping by in my official SVK Crypto t-shirt to wish Charles and the rest of the gang a sincere congratulations on 300 episodes. That is so many episodes, and a number like that should not be ignored or overlooked. So sincerely, congratulations. I can't wait for the next 300. And remember, Charles, go EOS.
By the way, he actually sent a video for that, which sadly we can't show because this is audio, but I had to convert it down and he was wearing an SVK crypto shirt. So thank you so much for sending that in, Rob.
Jay Chung here from Hong Kong EOS. I want to give a big shout out to my boy Charles for passing 300 episodes. Keep rocking it, man.
If you haven't had a chance already, you have to check out the podcast episode we did with Jay Chung. The episode title was Who is Jay Chung? You got to check it out.
Tom from the Crypto Gurus YouTube channel here. A massive shout out to the one and only Charles Story for carrying out his consecutive 300th podcast without missing a single day. I honestly don't know how you do it, mate. Keep bringing that great content.
Oh, we love that, man. Thank you so much, Tom. I know you're listening.
Hey, SVK Crypto team. Want to wish you many congratulations on making it to your 300th episode. Wishing you all the best from the Wanchain team. Scott.
Oh man, we've had some great times with the Wanchain team, especially here in London town, our hometown. Big shout out to Scott and Jackie and the rest of the team over there. I just want to say how blown away we are by all the shout outs. And what we're going to be doing is staggering them out throughout the show so we can deliver some content and some value throughout. So with that in mind, I've just seen Shane walk past. Let me grab him and see what he's been up to today. So Shane, what's been going down today? What's been going on? I know you've been super busy. I've been seeing you on calls. I've been seeing you in meetings. Tell the people what they want to know. What's been going on in your role, in your life today?
Well, you know what? It's just wonderful that we've got to the 300 podcast. I know this has been on actually my radar for several weeks, and I've been kind of prepping you with regards to what it should sound like. Unfortunately, today we actually haven't got a chance to talk at all. So I have no idea what masterpiece you've produced, but I'm sure it's great. Yeah, I've had a really busy day. I've been up since early this morning. You know what? There's been loads of things on my desk today. Yeah. The first thing that I was really looking at was Token 2049, yeah, which is upcoming in March in Hong Kong. There's been talk about me being a guest speaker on one of the panels. Mm-hmm. So I was really looking at my whole itinerary and how we were going to get over there and get back. And maybe I was going to take some time and do a tour around Asia as well. There's loads of people that I need to see in Korea and also in Singapore, both on the deal origination side and also on the fundraising side. Yeah. So I know we're probably going to partake in that. And we had a great time last year, didn't we?
We due another trip, that's for sure.
I bet. So then after that, I was really looking at more deal flow.
Yeah.
Continuing to see more and more and more projects looking to build out on the EOS.io protocol. So going through some initial phases on that and getting the team up to speed and getting some meetings booked in and some calls this week.
Yeah.
So very interested in how that's kind of rolling out. Then we got to talk about the STO conference, which is happening this week here in London.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah, so I'm a guest speaker at that. On 9:30 on Thursday morning in London is an STO conference. So I'm going to be partaking in that. So that should be quite interesting. So pop down to that to see what developments are happening on the STO market. Then after that, I was actually looking at a corporate offsite. It's a strategy call that we're doing. Yeah, I know. As if you need to spend your weekend with me in a hotel somewhere in the English countryside. But I thought it was really important at the start of the year to rebond and to get everybody onto the same page, and also to spend some time so we can get off and strategize, but really what we want to achieve in 2019. And it's funny, and we'd only talked about this a couple of days ago, if we were to go back to the start of 2018 and think where we'd be at the start of 2019, we just wouldn't have believed everything that we have achieved and more. So we certainly want to be very focused, very strategic in what we're doing, and it allows us all to take time to sit down. So that's also really cool.
Well, I think the biggest challenge of that is trying to outbeat last year.
We're gonna outbeat it. Come on,
that's
man.
That's what you got to call a strategy meeting. We didn't have that last year. You're trying to see how we can outwork and outperform ourselves last year, knowing what we know now.
Well, listen, I'm going to call it raise the bar meeting, and no one likes to push that bar higher than me. So I'm very much lead by example, and I'm totally up for that. So so I was working on a getaway, a corporate offsite. I think I found an awesome place to do it. Of course, being the entrepreneur that I am, I'm always looking at price over value. So I managed to have several calls over negotiation in that package, but it looks like I've got something sorted. And I think I may have asked even at the very end for a bottle of wine to be left in our room. So let's see how that goes down. Then after that, we had our weekly call, which we do each and every Monday at 2 o'clock. Both our guys in the US and also in Asia and the core team here all participate in that today. The call went on for an hour and a half. There was a lot of things to discuss, but it's always great to see where everybody is on the page. So then after that, I had more fundraising calls. I've had two fundraising calls today and actually loads of follow-up meetings for the rest of the week. So as you can tell, it's approximately, what time is it, 6:30 in the evening?
20 to 7.
In the evening. And I want to take Charles' story out for a celebratory drink. And I know that you're all going to join me. Every one of you guys are going to lift a glass and give it to celebration to Charles for his 300 show. So I know you're busy and I know you need to get on with it. So maybe I'll use this opportunity to bounce, as the saying goes.
Yeah, man, that's how it goes.
But really just wanted to thank all our listeners. Without you, we couldn't do it. Please put any comments in the Telegram. And if anyone's coming to London, please reach out. I'd love to meet you, buy you a coffee or a drink. As you can see, the schedule is immense, but I'll always make time for our SVK crypto community. So, Charles, thank you very much. Let's whoop it up, man.
The show goes on.
The show goes on, man.
All right, so we're about to jump into sidechains. Before we do, here's another quick message from some of our supporters and community members from all around the world.
Hey, everyone. Brandon here. Big shout out to the SVK team. Literally transforming the entire London blockchain scene, building it brick by brick and leading with example. Love you guys.
Awesome shout out. I just wish he said block by block, but there you go. Thank you so much, Brandon.
Hello, SVK crew. It's Matt here from Galaxy. Congratulations on your 300th episode. Love the guys. Love the work you guys are putting in for the crypto community in London. Can't wait to get amongst it at your show again next week to kick off 2019. And keep doing what you're doing. Keep putting the word out there. Peace.
A good hombres at Galaxy Digital chiming in as they always do. Thank you so much, Matt.
Shout out to SVK Crypto. Congratulations on your 300th podcast. This is Arthur Fukub coming live at you from Davos World Economic Forum on top of the mountain.
Atif, I wish I was with you there in Switzerland, dude. Seeing the fresh slopes. Sadly, I'm here in East London, Shoreditch, but that's okay because the podcast needs to get done.
Hey, everyone. This is Chan from Paris, France. A big congratulations to the SVK team for their 300th podcast. And a big shout out to Shane and Oliver and to Charles, one of my favorite people. Looking forward to the next 300 podcasts.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sending in the voicemail. So let's get on to sidechains and let's get on to Boss, which has been getting a lot of notoriety within the EOS community. So the Boss mainnet launched on January 17th. Boss is an EOS sidechain born for dApps. So the goal of Boss, which stands for Business Operating System, is basically to build an EOSIO ecosystem that supports more dApp and solves real-world problems using blockchain technology. So from the perspective of the evolution of the blockchain, in addition to being the preferred base chain of dApps, so Boss can basically also serve as a circulation chain for various heterogeneous chains or coins or tokens. So as a free port in the blockchain world, BOSS basically comes from the community and will develop better with community support and growth. So like an overview, let's get into that. So BOSS is committed to providing users with easy to access and free to use blockchain services, providing a more user-friendly infrastructure for dApp operations, working to support the richer application scenarios and actively experimenting with dApp booms. In addition to technical improvements, BOSS will also try other aspects. So one example that has been going around is that in order to increase the participation of users in voting, estimated technology can be used to motivate accounts that meet clear rules. So the rewards of BPs on BOSS would be adjusted according to the number of dApps on the chain, transactions per second, and market value, liquidity, and other indicators. So each BP is an encouragement for providing more resources for the ecology. A resolution reached by a community referendum will be coded as much as possible to reduce human factors in the process, keep the process on-chain, and maintain fairness and transparency. So the codes of the BOSS chains are fully contributed and maintained by the community. Each ecological participant can submit codes or suggestions. I tell you what's really interesting about sidechains, and especially this one, is at the beginning, all the BEPs were really focused on launching the network and getting it off the ground, which it is. We've done a phenomenal job. Congratulations. But what's really going on now is a lot of the BEPs are looking at sidechains because now they can get, they can really build their brand out, where if they have a sidechain that's providing a lot of value and they're one of the block producers behind that or part of that, you know, they get a lot of notoriety and a lot of respect as well. So it's really interesting to see the growth of sidechains. And to see the applications and the different kind of technical and non-technical viewpoints these sidechains are taking as well. We're seeing more and more come through. And I know there's a lot of events in London coming up this year where they're going to be kind of more centered around that. So it'd be really interesting to see how the community feel and the kind of support they're going to be receiving as well. And, you know, if this is something that's going to be really viable for, let's say, bigger type dApps or let's say existing businesses looking to utilize blockchain, whether they prefer a sidechain that they have a little bit more control over. So it'd be interesting to see if this is going to be really encourage growth, or is this something that, you know, will be something that just won't be able to compete with the mainnet from a technological standpoint and from a participation standpoint? Or will we see, you know, participation numbers increase onto sidechains? These are the kind of questions that, you know, I'm really thinking about here. And I know we're having internal conversations about here at SVK Crypto, but it's definitely something that has our attention, that's for sure. And something that we're going to get more guests to come onto the show to explain and talk about. So with that in mind, let's get some more shout outs going. Take it away, Rob.
This is Rob from Nougat. Just wanted to give a quick shout out to Charles, Shane, Hugh, and the entire SVK crew. 300 episodes. Way to go. Let's go.
Oh, man. It was great to see Rob and Team Nougat winning at EOS San Francisco Hackathon. So big shout out to those guys. And thank you for your continuous support.
What is up, SVK crypto fans? This is Zach Gall from Everything EOS Podcast. I just wanted to stop by to say congratulations on episode number 300. Charles and Shane, your consistency, knowledge, and energy you both bring is remarkable, and I can't wait to see what the two of you have in store for 2019.
Just you wait, Zach. Just you wait. I know you're listening. Ready for the hints that we'll be dropping on this show. Stay tuned, Zach, and thank you for your support.
Shout out to SVK Crypto from the team at Decrypt Media.
By the way, Decrypt Media are doing some awesome, awesome stuff, and they're really doing well covering the EOS space, which is quite ironic since they're backed by Consensus, but definitely check them out. Decrypt Media, Google that, you will find them. They're putting out great content on a daily basis.
Wow, wow, wow. Hello, my name is Shane Kehoe. I am one of the co-founders of SVK Crypto, and it is no surprise to Mr. Charles Story. So let me hear that again. 300 shows. Wow, this guy is a machine, an operator, getting it nailed each and every day. Doesn't matter where you are, Charles. I just wanted to say for myself and all the core team at SVK Crypto, well done on reaching this amazing milestone. You add value to everybody. You help people's commute. You help people's walk with the dog. And more importantly, you help us all understand better. So well done, mate. Here's to the next 300 shows. And it's been a pleasure to be working alongside you. Over and out from SVK Crypto HQ.
I love that. Shane basically saw all the voice notes coming in and got so jacked up. He had to send one in himself. So there you go.
Jacob here, head of education at LISC. Just noticed that the SVK podcast is coming up to its 300th episode. So good to see. Very keen listener. Keep doing what you're doing, guys. You're absolutely killing it.
You know we couldn't do this podcast episode without our main man, Jacob at LISC. Thank you for your continued support. Now, they say you should save the best till last, which is what we've done exactly with this voice note. I say a big thank you to Miles for making it, and thank you for the continued support.
Hello, SVK community. This is Miles Snyder from Aurora EOS. Congratulations to Charles and Shane and the whole crew for 300 episodes. One of my favorite podcasts in the space, from some of my favorite investors in the space who are also some of my favorite people in the space. So big shout out to the SVK crew. Congratulations. Let's go.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart how blown away I've been from how many people have reached out, knowing that the 300th episode was coming up and sent in a voice note and a shout out. I really, really appreciate it. And it really means a lot, because you do this podcast, well, I do this podcast day in and day out, and you do it in the evenings because sadly, I don't have the ability to spend all my time and energy on just the podcast, because we're doing so many different things here at SVK Crypto, from deploying capital to building community, to building networks, to building relationships. And we put a lot of energy and a lot of work into the podcast, and 300 episodes is definitely an achievement, but that's something we're not celebrating yet. We're celebrating to the next 5,000, and we have big targets and big goals for the podcast. We're increasing subscriber growth day in and day out by phenomenal figures. We have received a lot of help along the way, but guess what? This wouldn't be possible without you, the listener. So I just want to thank you for everything you've done for us. And if you haven't already, you can do something for us tonight by subscribing to the podcast. That's a wrap, and I've got to bounce.